sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm monitoring the breaking FBI update. The fact that they now believe that they have their man, 22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson. The governor, Spencer Cox, is live at the podium right now. Cash Patel is behind him, along with the county sheriff, as well as other FBI agents. And he's going through the enumerated investigation with all the details. They have the video proof. They've got his vehicle. And supposedly, he has confessed. His father reached out to him. His father then reached out to the family's pastor, and they convinced him to turn himself in to surrender peacefully, which he did to the Washington County Sheriff there in Utah. So it is happening right now in the background, breaking live on Fox News Channel right now. Spencer Cox, Republican Utah governor. Again, Cash Patel is standing behind him on his left shoulder. The county sheriff directly behind him, along with FBI agents that were involved in the apprehension of the suspect. 30-06, high-powered rifle with a silencer. So, joining us on the show, as usual, for our second hour is Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, where were you on Wednesday, September 10th, when you heard that Charlie Kirk had been shot?
I was on the out in the practicing soccer with the boys. I'm the assistant coach, really. But and I saw it on Facebook, and I said, I don't know. Does this person know what they're talking about? I immediately went to Fox, and it wasn't up on Fox at all. It wasn't true. But then about 5 minutes later, it was true that he was in critical condition. And then within an hour or so, hour or two, the president came out and said that he was dead. And
right.
That happened by the time I'd gotten home from school.
Now, one of the things I dedicated my first hour of my show yesterday to my process, what happened where I was working actually at the studio producing a couple of commercials, and my phone got the text. I immediately went to Fox. They started reporting, you know, there roughly about the 1 o'clock hour, and showing again, like you said, he was in critical condition. And then a couple of hours later, Donald Trump's post on Truth Social hit my phone, where he announced that basically he had succumbed and died there at the hospital in Utah. And I got to tell you, I felt almost the exact same way I did the day when John F. Kennedy was shot. and I was only in kindergarten on November 22nd, 1963. And I was devastated. I was shocked. And then I started thinking about his life. I started thinking about Turning Point USA. I started thinking about 3,500 chapters that are set up at colleges, universities, high schools across the country. 775,000 kids are activists with Turning Point. Last year, his organization grossed $81 million in donations. He has 312 full-time employees. I mean, this was a huge organization. And I just want to continue the conversation on the other side and then get into your history lesson discussion about assassinations in America. But we'll wrap this up on the other side and then get into the history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two on this Friday, monitoring the press release, press conference actually, that's happening right now live out in Orem, Utah at Utah Valley University. Kash Patel, the FBI director, acknowledge working with the Governor Cox, the local sheriffs, the state police, as well as even the university's police department. 10 p.m. last night, Tyler Robinson was taken into custody. Charlie Kirk, folks, was shot at 12:23 p.m. on Wednesday, and the suspect was taken into custody 33 hours later. He explained that only because of the FBI putting out the photographs and a video of the suspect actually walking in the parking lot with his jeans, his black long sleeve t-shirt, sunglasses, carrying a backpack, did a family member recognize him and immediately contacted his father. His father then reached out to the pastor of their church, and they contacted Tyler Robinson and convinced him to surrender, and he turned himself into the Washington County Sheriff at 10 p.m. last night. He is going to get a trial, but I hope and pray, Pastor Chatfield, that they are able to ask this young man to work with them to explain to him, did he do this on his own? Was he completely on his own, or did somebody ask him or put him up to doing this? Did they finance him? Did he finance it on his own? Was this a lone gunman situation, or was he part of a bigger effort, if you will, to actually plan and carry out the execution of Charlie Kirk on Wednesday? So as soon as you unmute your mic, we'll have you on. And what's your thoughts about that press conference and everything I just recapped?
Well, I was watching it. I was hoping they were, you know, they said this. It was supposed to start like an hour ago.
Right.
When they first announced it.
They waited for you to come on the show.
Yeah, right. Right. And I would be perfectly, the reason I chose just assassinations in America, because this is what everybody's on their mind. This could possibly be one of the most impactful assassinations in the history of our country. Now, we could talk about Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. Four presidents who were assassinated. And that's obvious.
Right.
But when you have a non-president, this is an assassination. And let me just back up and say, let's wait and find out about this guy here. Let's just wait. Is he guilty? Maybe.
According to the FBI agent and the governor, he has confessed. And his social media posts, as well as statements to family members, said that he was very, very hateful towards Charlie. He said that Charlie was a divisive person in our country, hate speech. He didn't agree with anything that Charlie spoke about, and that he personally wanted to silence him. That's already on record. Now, whether he admits to that in a courtroom in his defense, because here's the problem. Utah, the governor, Spencer Cox, 6 p.m. yesterday, or excuse me, no, Wednesday. I keep saying 9/11. That night, Governor Cox got up to the podium wearing blue jeans and a black polo shirt and said, Utah has the death sentence, and that it is his intent to fully prosecute this case in Utah, and he's going to ask the attorney general to seek the death sentence. And I looked up in their state constitution, I looked up at their compiled laws, their statutes. If you're convicted of death sentence in Utah, you are assassinated by a firing squad. They do not put you in jail to appeal. They do not electrocute. They don't give you a lethal injection. You face a firing squad in Utah. And I don't, with this, allegedly, this confession and admission of family members saying he blatantly told them that he hated Charlie and that he hated everything he stood for. He hated Turning Point USA. Family members willing to come forward and to give that testimony. I think this guy is facing the death penalty.
Right. If he is guilty, if this is the guy, yeah, that is. The Bible says, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. for in the image of God made he man, Genesis 9:6. It's what you deserve. It is justice. And the only way to cleanse the land of innocent blood is by the blood of him that shed it, the book of Numbers says. The book of Exodus says, he that smiteth a man shall surely be put to death. It's what he deserves. It's justice. If it's true. Now, so I'm just watching this. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. Yep. But I had it on mute when all this started because I was waiting for your call and so on. So I couldn't hear what they were saying as right. far as he's already confessed. So.
Well, not that he's confessed, but family members have basically provided information to the authorities that will be very damning in his defense. And probably, you know, I don't know, does this guy want to make himself a martyr? I mean, basically, you know, yeah, go ahead and execute me because I did it and go down in history as, you know, being the guy. I mean... I don't know what his motives are, and mentally, obviously he has some mental issues, but very smug in his mugshot, no appearance of fear, no appearance of these psycho drugs that a lot of these shooters later have proven to be on some type of drug, medication, or whatever, clear-eyed. Again, no remorse in his face, according to this mugshot. But
right, right.
But let me ask you this question. Because you bring up a good point, Abraham Lincoln and JFK, those are the two, of course, you talked about the other presidents that were assassinated. But it's amazing to me how they were, like you said, elected presidents. They were public figures. Charlie has never been elected to anything. He didn't even go to college. 18 years old, he decided to start Turning Point USA, him and a buddy, and grew it into an $81 million a year organization, hiring 312 full-time employees across the country, getting these young people excited and engaged about being Christians, about being conservatives, about being patriots. And I don't know if you've read, but go to Turning Point USA, folks, and look at their mission statement. I mean, it's one of the most powerful, concise, clear mission statements I've ever read for any organization. And I believe that this guy, Tyler Robinson, obviously, and Democrats, based on their rhetoric, based on the things they've said, their Trump derangement syndrome, the just unbelievable hyperbolic speech that we have going on in this country. It could have led possibly to this kid saying, okay, you know, I'm going to take one for the team and I'm going to take him out. I'm going to do the best I can and make the best shot I can and see if I can end his life. And obviously he did. But my question is this, you made a good point. This is a different type of assassination. This is a private citizen operating with a private organization, privately held. They didn't sell stock or anything like that into the organization. They basically raised $81 million in donations. I mean, Vicky and I make a monthly donation of I think it's $20 every month to Turning Point USA. They have people all over the country doing this. But this is different. Explain your thoughts about that statement you made. This is not like killing a president, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and others. This is completely different for, I believe, the first time in the history of our country.
Well, I would say this is somewhat like Martin Luther King's assassination, Martin Luther King Jr. He was a civil rights leader, and when he got shot, you know, there were riots that broke out, but then there was a lot of sympathy for civil rights legislation and I mean, this along with the march in Selma, Alabama, when throughout Alabama, when the governor turned water on protesters and dogs on protesters, it flipped a switch, it flipped the tables on civil rights legislation and sympathy for the black people who were denied their civil rights. And so, in other words, oh, this guy was going to shoot Charlie Kirk. But Charlie Kirk, though, was a persuader. He was, The only other person I can think of that would he'd be close to would be Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh influenced a lot of people, and as did Charlie Kirk. And obviously, Rush Limbaugh was not assassinated, but I mean, he moved a lot.
I would even go further because Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, started Turning Point USA when he was 18, and he, being a young person, knew how to take videos of all of his events and put them out there on Facebook, on Twitter, on TikTok, Instagram. He influenced these young people because I don't know if you just saw the other day, the poll came out by Fox News asking young people, 18 to 29 years old, young men who voted last year, November 5th, 2024 presidential election, what is your number one priority in life? And you know what their men, 18 to 29 year olds, answers were? Having a family. Having a family. They want to grow up, be educated, get a job, start a business, but they want to have a family. Being married was number four. And they voted 44% higher for Donald Trump in 24 than they did if they voted in the 2020 election. Many of them were young, 18-year-olds. They weren't even voting, of course, in 2020. But those that were eligible to vote in 2020 versus 2024, they went up an increase of 44%, and they hold the value of having a family as their number one priority. Charlie Kirk, they said, was very influential because he was just married 4 years ago. Erica, the pretty blonde lady, his wife, had a young girl right away a year later after their marriage, and then their son was just born, you know, last year, 2024. Family, being a Christian, I mean, they asked him in a podcast, what is your number one in when you pass away, your legacy, what do you want to be remembered for? And he said, my decision to commit my life to Jesus Christ. My faith is what I want people to remember me by and for.
Right.
And, oh, man.
One of the main points I wanted to make on this, and maybe on the second half I'll show you a biblical example of it.
Absolutely.
He had faith, but it wasn't private faith. I don't know how many Christians think, oh, I'm a Christian. Will you hand out gospel tracts? Will you open your mouth for the Lord Jesus Christ? And they say, well, I just can't do that. I mean, I'm just too shy. Now, I will tell you, he opened his mouth, Charlie Kirk did, and he got killed for it. He is a Christian martyr. I would say this is not, he wasn't martyred because he is a conservative. He was martyred because he was a Christian, and he openly proclaimed the gospel. That's what he did. And so, and I hear all these people, oh, he was so influential, I loved him. Okay, start opening your mouth. Start telling people, giving people the gospel. Now, here's the deal. I've studied history a long time, and I'm not a bad debater, but Charlie Kirk was a great debater.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you wouldn't want to go in there trying to embarrass him with your silly questions. He was great at it.
Yeah, he was. We're going to continue this conversation on this remembrance of Charlie Kirk, what happened on Wednesday, and the shooter has turned himself in. We're going to continue on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.